Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Monash and Glossop are celebrating 100 years. 100 years ago today, they were both proclaimed. They were established by World War I soldier settlers. And there's a lot of different centenary events happening across Barmera, Monash and Glossop over the next sort of week or so.
Now, Monash we've covered a bit on the show. We've had a few outings there. Not as much attention to Glossop on this program.
No, and so that's why, Bob, I set you the challenge. We don't talk a lot about Glossop. There's a lot of information there to be found, and I asked you to find it.
I've got 100 seconds to cover 100 years. Do you want to fire it off? Let's learn. Brooke, when you Google Glossop, there's a little cheat sheet that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Postcode 50344.
Mm-hmm.
Population 984, 2016 census. Local time, Tuesday, 10:50 a.m. I wrote it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And age, about 100 years.
Mm.
You can go ahead and rub out the word about because today is 100 years of Glossop. Walking the streets, you're walking through the history of the town. How long has that green bench been there on the side of the street? Was there ever a bus stop next to it? You can't help but wonder.
Mm.
I have eaten into a bunch of my time here already, so I'll speed it up here. A couple of quick facts. The town was named after Vice Admiral Glossop. He was the commander of the HMAS Sydney when it sunk Germany's SMS Emden during the First World War. My grandfather also fought in a war, but he doesn't have a town named after him. Probably because he spent a lot of his days in combat making vases out of shells and, you know, other little craft projects. 1941, Glossop High School was founded. The school has an excellent search engine optimization. It's the top result when you Google Glossop. It's higher than the town itself. It's not all, Brooke. 1866, the municipal borough of Glossop was established in Derbyshire, England. Not related to the town of the Riverland, but I thought it was worth mentioning. Maybe someone's travelled to both.
Mm-hmm.
Then cut to 2008, and Brooke Humble, you're travelling to Glossop to adopt two guinea pigs named Charlie and Muffin. It's a lot of memories formed in one little town, Brooke. Happy 100 years to Glossop, and here's looking forward to another 100 more.
That was great. Well done. 100 years in 100 seconds.
Just shy of 100 seconds. Lockie Winnell sometimes gets fuel at the Shell servo visiting his parents.
Fun fact.
There's another one for you there.
There you go.